The Obama campaign said the $25 million in donations came from more than 100,000 people during the past 3 months, including nearly $7 million raised over the Internet. The fundraising figure was released as Senator Obama brought his campaign to the early contest state of Iowa.
We have by far the most donors of any campaign. So the overwhelming number of our donors oftentimes come in donations come in small increments of $25 and $50.
Senator Obama nearly matched the $26 million raised by Senator Hillary Clinton of New York, which was announced earlier this week. Clinton continues to lead public opinion polls among Democratic candidates and has been seen as the front runner for the party's presidential nomination. Obama has been running second in the polls behind Senator Clinton. Former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, who's been running in third place, raised $14 million in the first quarter of this year. Edwards recently announced that his wife, Elizabeth, is battling a recurrence of cancer. Obama has only been in the Senate for 2 years and is a relative newcomer on the national stage, but he's drawn large and enthusiastic crowds since he began his campaign in February. Political experts say the surprisingly large fundraising total for Obama will boost his campaign and could raise doubts among some Democrats that Hillary Clinton has a lock as the party nominee next year. On the Republican side, the big fundraiser was former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who raised $23 million. Romney is running a distant third in most polls behind former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Arizona Senator John McCain. Giuliani has raised nearly $15 million this year, and McCain raised $12.5 million. Romney told NBC's Today program that his surprisingly large fundraising total should boost his campaign.
But in the states where I spend a lot of time, like Iowa, New Hampshire, Michigan, Florida, South Carolina, people know me. They're warming to my message, and I'm very heartened by the fact that I've received extraordinary contributions from all over the country. So it's a message that's connecting. People want to see change in Washington.
Former Republican Party strategist Matthew Dowd says political rivals and experts closely watch the amount of money the candidates are able to raise.
If you don't exceed expectations and you go below expectations, it's a huge problem. If you exceed expectations, it's a good day.
Never before has so much campaign money been raised so early in a presidential election cycle. Many states are holding their caucus and primary elections earlier in 2008, forcing candidates to spend money sooner on advertising and campaign staff. Ross Baker is a professor of political science at Rutgers University in New Jersey.
And this has resulted in the nominees having to face a much more compressed and a much more early primary election season, requiring them to raise money at a much faster rate.
Baker says the competition among the presidential contenders to raise money has become the first important test of the 2008 campaign.
And now, in fact, the effort to raise money has become a kind of primary election in itself, in which the quarterly reports that the campaigns have to give become a kind of financial referendum on how strong the campaigns are.
By law, private citizens are limited to donations of $2,300 to a candidate for the primary elections and another $2,300 for the general presidential election. The major candidates are raising so much money for the 2008 campaign that this may be the first presidential election that the major candidates turn down public matching funds to finance their campaigns. Presidential candidates have taken advantage of the matching funds in every election since 1976, part of a 1974 campaign reform law designed to limit campaign spending and the influence of wealthy special interest donors in U.S. presidential elections. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.